For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of Scott.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Inner Rockman.
Hey, Safe from Muscle Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Rust and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Oh, yeah, the woman I've been, look up, I'm like a murder.
what she needs. And her eyes are screaming, I need sleep. I see a tattoo of a Disney meme. It says I'm trying to find the formula that makes me free. Put on my Scar song, it's not long till she says less theremin and more therapy. Then she grabs my shoulders and says I gotta get out of town. It's quietly killing me. Please don't make me serve another coffee. See her hauling down the Calder freeway, chasing airplanes into the storm, searching for a winter heat wave, but never finding one. I spent my whole life trying to be a good guy, but I'm labeled as a lich no matter how hard I try. She said, maybe it's time you turn your mind to pride. And we started on a bomb on the 109. She's throwing back tequila and talking to her dealer.
She's loaded, she's loaded, she's gotta go to bed.
She's screaming at the copper and nothing's gonna stop her.
She's loaded, she's loaded, she's gotta go back.
She said I'd ask you back to my house,
but I'm sleeping in my car.
I said I'd ask you back to my house, but I just don't wanna see her hauling down the Calder freeway, chasing airplanes into the She said 2 days the day.
I'll take the medication.
2 days the day.
I'll take the medication.
2 days the day.
I'll take the medication.
Because holding brushes is like carrying around a suitcase. Long after the tour is ended, it's time to unpack, stop looking back, and concentrate on what can be mended.
See her hauling down the Calder freeway.
Out of Melbourne called Short Shadows. The album's called Dancing for the Team, came out in 2022. It's a 20 tracker. It's mammoth. This is a band that put out this album and then kind of went away. I am not sure what's happened to them. Their Facebook page literally went dead weeks after the album came out. They had a few little insights into a lot of the tracks, but then nothing. So I'd love to know what happened to Short Shadows, because some of the tracks on this album are fantastic. You just heard Winter Heatwave, another banger from Short Shadows. I don't kind of recognize the names either, so I don't know whether they've turned up in other bands or what they've done. But anyway, Short Shadows, diving deep into the Australian back catalogue and the Melbourne back catalogue as well. We opened up the second serving of ska for this week with the Wampana Band out of Lajamanu and Yuendumu areas of Central Australia, up there in the Northern Territories. They call themselves a Welpiri Bush Reggae Band. I took the track Skin name from 2016. Now, these bands that call themselves reggae, red dirt reggae, bush reggae, and they put out a ska banger like the Wampana Band have done, Skin name, that is pure ska. It really is. And that's why I dive deep into these First Nations bands, because the First Nations version of reggae, I say week after week, it borders on ska, and a lot of it does sound like ska. This is ska, all right? Wampana Band, that means Rock Wallaby Dreaming in their local languages. Always great that I can find these First Nations bands. Now, we haven't quite nailed a genuine ska band, all right? I'm talking your traditional eight-piece, three horns, keyboards, you know, a couple of guitars, bass guitar, backline, you know, singer. But Wampana Band, this is the closest we've got to a genuine ska song so far. All right, we've had a few genuine reggae songs, and we've had that in between, that grey area that we call Red Dirt Reggae. This is ska. So, Wampana Band, I'm looking at you. I'm going to find more material. This could be a total outlier, but I'm committed, as you well know. Regular listeners to Ska Nation Radio will know that I kick off the second portion of the show with a First Nations band every week. I'm committed. I'm digging deep so you guys don't have to. I am bringing the world of Red Dirt reggae, bush rock, whatever we call it, roots rock. It doesn't matter. If it sounds vaguely like ska, I'm going to be playing it. So I do the work so you don't have to. Wampana Band, I salute you. Skin Name, awesome track. I hope I find more. All right, you are tuned in to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. We are the world's number one ska radio show because we play all the tunes that every other show don't. Yeah, it's as simple as that. Diversity, diversity, diversity. Doesn't matter the origin, doesn't matter the language, doesn't really matter the style. I will play stuff from the 50s. There's not too many ska tunes from the 50s, by the way, but right through Jamaican ska. Not necessarily Jamaican reggae, unless it borders on ska and does that grey crossover area again, right through to the UK, right through to the US in the 90s and beyond, and now this worldwide phenomena that has gone South America, it's gone North America, it's gone all through Europe, Australia, Asia, and beyond. Your big Uncle Beefy will play it for you. However, I'm going to stay in Australia right now. 1999, the Bedlam Beggars out of Sydney put out this absolutely awesome banger. It's called Rude Boy. This is the Bedlam Beggars. Thanks for jumping on board the Beefy Ska Train. Oi! Oi! Started to smash up cars on the side of the road. That's when you heard the sirens come. You've seen him, said he's the one.
He's the one.
He's a rude boy, he's on the run.
Yeah, he's on the run.
He's got bad manners, bad manners. He's got bad manners. You would take him home to meet your mum. Hey, come on. To get back home before your parents get up. In a shop front window, that's when the police came after him. You see.
Darkness falls, I make my move. At last fall on my back. And I know I'm going up again. These bruises do not bother me. Looking no out. Bombing's new girl. Bombing's new girl. Bombing's new girl. Bombing's new girl. Bombing's new girl.
Is that Royal Rumble out of, I think they're out of Wellington, New Zealand. They put an album out in 2000 called This Are Rumble Tones. You just heard Snooker Hill off that album. There are a lot of good tracks on this album. Check it out. It's definitely on Bandcamp, I think. That's where I got it from. So check out the Royal Rumble from... I'm positive they're out of Wellington. Most of their stuff's recorded in Wellington and mastered and everything else. So I think they're probably around that area. But what an album. Formed in 1996, I think. Might have been 98. 98, and they're around 5 or 6 years, and kind of disappeared. So I'd love to know the whereabouts of the Royal Rumble, because the album is something to behold. I can't believe they've just done one album as well, but it's a waste. Before that, the Bedlam Beggars from 1999 out of Sydney. What a tune. What a tune. It's called Rude Boy. They did put out an album, which is undated, called Smoke Rings for Halos. Rude Boy's not on there. I'm pretty sure I've said this before when I've played Bedlam Beggars on this show, that I really, really should check more of their stuff out, because that Rude Boy tune is so good. Very, very good. Those guys deserve to be played a lot more than I really am. Anyway, doesn't matter, does it? It's all great music, and when it's all great music, it all blends into one. Ah, now talking about blending into one and having great music, I'm going to turn a couple of tracks over to our request team and Millwall Paul and lovely Jen. They've teamed up and they've picked two absolute belters. I'm not quite sure what to make of Paul's, but it was a bit of a one-hit wonder, and he reckons he's got one of the only 10 copies that got sold. Anyway, the band are called the I Royals. They put out their own version of the British staple soap opera, the theme tune to Coronation Street. Yes, when Paul suggested this, I was thinking, perhaps I should do a load of TV theme tunes, like Malcolm in the Middle and all that, and Big Bang Theory, all scary-ish, and I thought that's too much work. And the reason why I jump on the request team to send me tracks is so I don't have to do it, all right? So, Millwall Paul, his magic memory from 1983 is the I Royals, Coronation Street.
just an ordinary man. He does things that we can't understand. Just when you think you figured out exactly what it's all about, he gets drunk every night, smokes a little bit of something if he's feeling right. He's always up, he's never down, and always fun to be around. But something clicks inside, the raging anger like fire burning wild. Watch out, he's knocking back the buck fast. 5 minutes, he won't even know his name. It's too late, I think it's about to kick in, and things will never be the same. Ways. He's gonna give it all up, or so he says. Turn over a new leaf, but was it just words and talk is cheeky? No more nights on the town, no more binge drinking till he's falling down. He tries his best, but it's no use. There's loads more gems to be abused, but something clicks inside. Raging at you like fire burning wild. Oh no, somebody needs to stop him. He keeps screaming, time for shots again. And if you ask, you know he's gonna tell ya. The Jägermeister, that's the one to blame. Watch out, he's knocking back the buck fast. 5 minutes, he won't even know his name. It's too late, I think it's about to kick in, and things will never be the same. Oh no, somebody needs to stop him. He keeps screaming, time for shots again. And if you ask, you know he's gonna tell ya, the beer monster, he's the one to blame.
What tune that is, the Hecklers from Kildare in Ireland. Their 2020 album, Another Round, the follow-up to Between the Lines. The Beer Monster was lovely, Jenny's selection for this week. That followed up I, Royals from 1983. Their little ska version of Coronation Street. Their only release, by the way, the I, Royals. That is Millwall and lovely Jenny's Magic Memories for this week. We'll be hearing more from the request team later in the show. Yes, we will. Oh, I love that. Beer Monster. I didn't realise that it mentions Buckfast. Buckfast fortified wine, which is kind of banned in a lot of areas of Glasgow because the Scots love a bit of Buckfast. And it sends them a bit mad. So, yeah, they've banned it in quite a lot of places. And, in fact, it's brewed in a monastery in Devon, and it is drunk the most in Scotland. A bit like Iron Brew. Anyway, just a bit of information for you. Just a crazy, crazy phenomenon, that is. I'm going to get into the new releases right now. And we're going to go to Rotterdam in the Netherlands. The Phoenix City Retaliators. When I saw this title, I thought it was a cover of... Oh, who did that? Hits from a Bong. Oh, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's late, people. It's late. Oh, I've been busy. Tired. I've hurt my back. Man, I hurt my back. Oh, God, I've been bloody holed up for a couple of days. So, yeah, I've just been kind of sitting there and just making sure that I can get myself mobile enough to do the show. Bloody tough being old, I'm telling you. Cypress Hill, that's who I was thinking of. Hits from the Bong. Anyway, I thought it was a cover of this Cypress Hill song, but it's not. It is an original. It's a little double A-side single with, what's on the B-side? Sway. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Hits from the Bong, Phoenix City Retaliators.
Don't all day long. With a fat bag of herb and I call a glass bong. And my girl, she left me, so she slammed with the door. And ever since I have been sitting on my bathroom floor, taking hits from the bong. Hits from the bong, bong, bong. I'm passing out as I take hits from the bong. Taking hits from the bong. Hits from the bong, bong, bong. I'm passing out on the floor. But that's okay, because I like it here. I got some sweets as Amelia and a six-pack of beer. Taking hits from the bong. Hits from the bong, bong, bong. I'm passing out as I take hits from the bong. Taking hits from the bong. Hits from the bong, bong, bong. I'm passing out on the floor.
for a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Is that Skabara out of Stockholm in Sweden have just released their, I think it's their second album, Fyra Svara A, Four Difficult Years. Ingen Reda is the lead single off the album, No Order. It is the follow-up to Rat Casino that he put out in 2021. And I'm guessing between Rat Casino and Fyra Svara A, it probably has been four difficult years. Love that track, Ingarida. Check out the album. It is on all streaming platforms right now. Before that, Mampi out of Toulouse in France. Long Road is the track I chose. They have a new album that has just come out as well. The album's called Imperial Rooster. That's their third album, their first release since their Mind Your Business album from 2016. Long Road is the... is it the first track off the album? Oh, I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, it's a cracker. I like that a lot. And then we were in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. The Phoenix City Retaliators. New single, Hits from the Bong. These guys have been out playing live since 2012. One album under their belt, self-titled, came out in 2015. Little eight-tracker. It's even got a track called Ping Pong Hooligan on the album. So good to get the Phoenix City Retaliators on Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. We are right in the middle of the new releases right now. I was very, very happy and quite intrigued about this new release. Yeah, this new release. Roy Panton is a bit of a Jamaican legend. Put out his first single with Stranger Cole in 1961 on the old Duke Reed label. Has been going strong ever since, putting singles out. Well, he had a bit of time off between 71 and, well, now. No, back 2011, actually. He is married to Yvonne Harrison, got married in 2005, but he's been doing a few duets. He did some duets with her in 1964, three to be exact. So, Roy Panton has just released Sweet Chariot. Banned in some areas of Britain, but it's good that Roy's getting it out there. Anyway, brand new from Roy Panton, the legend himself, Sweet Chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming up to me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Well, if you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Get all my friends that I'm coming to, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Thank you.
Congratulations to my favorite Yeti-themed ska band out of Tucson, Arizona. They're called Swigfoot. The album, the debut album, is finally out. Came out last week. I've played most of the tracks off the album along the way, so I thought I'd play one I hadn't. That one's called Enough. It's an absolute cracker. The album is fantastic. Congratulations to Ty and the guys, because they've worked hard at it. They've been doing shows everywhere and regularly. They're honing their craft. And now the self-titled debut album is out from Swigfoot. Please support Swigfoot. They are awesome. And their live show is pretty good from what I've seen on the old YouTube. Always have a Bigfoot kicking around in the crowd. And also do songs about gout. And any band that does a song about gout, I am a big fan of, because gout being the disease of kings and the king of diseases, incurable, people, incurable. So, you know, let's do it for gout, hey? I'm a gout sufferer, by the way. Before that, Roy Panton. Brand new! Yes, brand new from Roy Panton, the legend himself. Sweet Chariot is the name of the new one, breathing life into an old band classic. How old is Roy, do we reckon? I reckon he's going to be 84 in a couple of weeks' time. So Roy, still going strong, still putting out new songs. Released his first single with Stranger Cole in 1961. Come and Hold My Hand and Adam and Eve. How good's that? Still going strong today. That means he was 20. Well, about that, give or take a year. That is all of the new releases. Some absolute crackers there. And we are going to go to the request team. Yes, the request team are back. John Irving up there in Wollongong. He has chosen App Cracker. I love the story of this band. Based out of Vancouver in Canada, but they were actually Brits. They moved out to Canada on the hope they could bring ska to the Canadians. They did it very, very well. They were huge. At one time, they were Canada's biggest band. However, they were in Canada illegally and they got deported. But they were so popular, they got let back in. Brilliant. John has chosen Urban Skins from 1980. The band are called Villains.
We'll have books on our feet. Urban tucker miners, we were born on the street. And they tried to catch us. The policeman is safe. Oi, come here, Sam. So me and my mates, we begin to run. But soon we find out that it's 10 to 1. And the law, they nick us. We are the skinheads of London town. Saturday, punch us from the underground. Sunday morning, shut down the bank of rain. Late night, walking in the icy rain. Late night, walking in the icy rain. Punch us on the underground. Sunday morning showdown, the Petticoat Lane. Late night walking in the icy rain. 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 Our days are short and our nights are long, but you'll never catch us doing any wrong. We're all on the dole as we sing this song. So come on, join us. The policeman is safe, oi, come here, son. So me and my mates, we begin to run. But soon we find out that it's 10 to 1. And the law, they nick us. We are the skinheads of London town. Saturday, punch us on the underground. Sunday morning, showdown in Petticoat Lane. Late night, walking in the icy rain. 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 We'll be right back.
Punches from London now. Saturday, Punches from the Underground. Sunday morning showdown in Petticoat Lane. Late night, walking in the icy rain. 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 Late night 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 walking in the icy rain.
Hit for this week, High Time from Adelaide, Don't Move Away, off their debut album, Ishii Prende, which I think got a bit of a reworking out in vinyl a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, High Time no longer together. I think one of the members moved to the States, and that's why they don't play anymore. Two albums they put out, a load of singles and EPs, and a video. I think as well, there was a documentary done about them 10 years doing their thing. High Time, A Decade of Thriving, the 10-year anniversary documentary came out in November 2022. There you go. So I was a little bit later than I thought it was. Great to hear from High Time. Such a good band. Not necessarily a ska band, by the way. More punk, but did a lot of ska-y tunes. I did catch them once by accident, and they blew me away. They were fantastic. Before that, The Villains. Oh, no, just Villains, actually. Officially out of Vancouver in Canada. Jono's juggernaut for this week is Villains. Like I mentioned before, they were Brits. They moved over to Canada and Vancouver. I think they actually answered an ad, or a Canadian producer went over to the UK and recruited them to take them back. They absolutely tore up the live music scene in Canada. Not just the live ska scene, the live music scene. They were Canada's biggest band at one stage in the early 80s. They put out one album, Go Crazy, in 1984. We took Urban Skins, Jono's juggernaut for this week, off their Life of Crime EP from 1980. They got deported because they didn't have the right, let's call it the right paperwork in today's chat, but they got let back in because they were so big and so successful and so popular. The Canadian government and authorities decided that it's okay, you're a positive to the Canadian population. So great story. That, like I said, they were literally the biggest band in Canada in the early 80s. All right, thanks, request team. I've got to thank Mark Cardio, Jono's juggernaut, Lovely Jen, and Millwall Paul. Their contributions to this show keep getting better week in, week out. The only thing I ask for, generally, I don't give them any instructions about who, what, when, whatever. Diversity, rarity, differentials. I don't know what, I could throw in another adjective there, but something different, something that we've not heard, something that the rest of the world should be experiencing on a weekly basis. So congratulations, you four. You are a vital part of this show nowadays. All right, we're going to bring it on home a little bit right now. In the first part of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, we did a bumper. Yes, a bumper on this day in ska. Released on this day in 1997. I'm going to say the most important ska album of US history. All right? Yes, I make no bones about it. Let's Face It by the Mighty Mighty Boston's. I don't normally do this on this show or across a weekly run, but like I said, this is the most seminal album in the history of US ska. The Mighty Mighty Boss Stones released Let's Face It on this day in 1997. It got to number one in the US charts and all around the world, as did the single The Impression That I Get. We're going to go live, folks, because that's the way it should be heard.
I think we know this f***ing song. So high, any strength must don't possess. Or else they never come on down to do or die. You got to rise above the rest. Oh, well.
I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at me tested, never for the race, but I might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I'm about.
You are.
Jamaica, Baby Y from 1968. I was doing the Cables a disservice there. They have just been announced. Well, not just. They have been announced a long time ago. When did they get announced? I reckon probably about a month ago. For Supernova! Yes, Supernova, they are going to be playing this year. So if you fancy yourself getting to Virginia in September, then Supernova will be for you. They continue to add new bands. Just announced the Magnetics out of Italy. Less Than Jake will be headlining on the Saturday night. That's September 13. Baby Love and the Vandangos and the Chains out of Denmark. The Flatliners from Canada are going to be playing. Dakar Skanks going over from England. Catch 22. If that's not enough to get you there, I don't know what is. Desorden Publico from Venezuela. Lollipop Lorry from Russia. Los Fastidios from Italy. Alpheus from England. Like I said, the Cables. There's going to be lots more announced over the coming weeks and months. But get your tickets now. Fort Monroe, Virginia. September 12th. 13 and 14. Very, very good. What else do we hear? Trench Town from Drogheda in Louth in Ireland. One of my favourite mad tunes. Hairy Terry Wogan from 1990. The Body Snatchers, a live version of Let's Do Rock Steady, 1980. That came out, I think. I haven't checked my dates, but it would have come out right about now in 1980. I reckon 45 years old this week. And we kick the little finishing segment off with The Impression That I Get Live off Let's Face It, which got released on this day in 1997. I keep saying it, it's the most important ska album in US history. Simple as that. And that's it for another Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Cult. I hope you had as much fun as me, because this has been a blinding show. It just keeps getting better and better week in, week out, but there's not much I can do about it. Please buy your tickets to gigs as early as you can. The Mad Caddies have just cancelled a full tour of the UK. Now, officially, it's got nothing to do with ticket sales, all right? Unofficially, I think it probably has. We need to buy tickets as early as we possibly can. I preach about it on my social media because people, I don't think, take me seriously when I say gigs are getting cancelled due to poor ticket sales. Due to poor pre-sales, I should say. Gone are the days, and especially in the ska scene as well, across the board, where we could just rock up to a gig and we know it'd be on. Because the world's changed. Venue management and business cases have changed the way they do business. Promoters have definitely changed the way they do business. And bands like to make some money out of doing the thing they love and bringing so much joy to so many people. Now, when ticket sales are poor, promoters, bands, and venues do take risks that people are going to rock up on the day and save the show. There are many, many overheads to putting on a show, right? One of which is paying the band. Two of which is paying the venue so they make their money in terms of, well, staging. PAs, speakers, infrastructure all cost money. They've got to get the money back some way, right? Bar staff, security, sound, all need paying on the night, all right? So if we don't get enough money to cover wages, who foots the bill? The venue, all right? Promoters put money up in terms of advertising, in terms of shipping bands around if they're, you know, out of state or out of country or international bands. It costs money, all right? Marketing to market shows costs money. Ticketing agencies, admittedly, I think they rip people off because you should not be paying $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 for a bloody ticket that's now electronic. I know those software programs do cost money, but these things are automated now. It shouldn't cost us that much. In fact, that is becoming a huge, huge cost. The only people benefiting are the ticketing agencies, and I honestly think something should be done across the board, but that's another matter. We're stuck with it for now, aren't we? Anyway, we need to buy our tickets out early to make sure shows continue, all right? It's a change of mindset across the board that we have to buy our tickets as early as we can. Now, I'm not talking about your Taylor Swifts, your Green Days, your big upper echelon bands that will always draw a crowd, all right? I'm talking mid to small level. Like, we do Biffy Scar Club, we do some ticketed, some free, all right? If I only sell 40 tickets, there's a minimum I have to pay the venues to cover the costs I mentioned. Bar staff, venue costs, sound guys, security, etc., etc., right? Door staff. Forgot about door staff. Who checks your tickets when you come in? Anyway, venues demand a minimum amount, all right? It's difficult. There's lots of things we need to cover. I need to advertise the gigs. I can't keep doing free ads hoping that people will see and share on social media, right? You have to pay for advertising, whether it be in free press, street press, billboards, radio, whatever. It doesn't matter. Media, marketing costs money. All these are expenses. Somebody's got to foot the bill, all right? So we need to buy our tickets as early as we can. If there is a ska gig going on in your area, please support them. We're a niche market. They need all the support we can get. We can get, they can get, everyone can get. Now, please follow the bands on your social media. They do it all the time to keep people informed about new releases, merch, shows, etc., tours, whatever's going on. It's free to follow bands to keep updated of what's going on. There's Bandcamp pages where you can buy music, buy merch, follow the bands. Bands can put their shows up there, etc. They really can. I always go back to the streaming services that don't pay their way. Small to mid-level bands, if they don't get more than 1,000 plays per track, they don't get paid by the Green Circle, all right? It's no use listening to them on streaming. Listen to them on Bandcamp so the bloody Spotify people don't get their advertising revenue. And one album purchase, let's say $10 in a round figure, that is the equivalent to anything between 5,000 and 15,000 individual plays to a band. One, just one album. That's all it takes, people. That's all it takes. We're a community. We're a cult, right? Let's be in this together. Let's support each other. Let's bloody do what the right thing is. And that is support our bands, support gigs, support live music venues. Actually, I'm going to go one step back. Support local, independent live music venues. Everyone's doing it tough, apart from there is a multinational conglomerate that has links to countries that have oil money. I'm not even going to do that. I can't name them just because they will probably go me legally. Anyway, those venues run by that international conglomerate are doing okay. They've got money to back themselves up. Other independent venues don't. In Australia, public liability insurance is killing venues. The one venue we do, Beefy Scar Club, and it's out of the city, so not huge footfall, not a big venue. They are paying over $1,000 every week just for public liability insurance. That's not building insurance. That is in case somebody trips over and hurts themselves and sues the venue so they don't get done for millions, all right? That is a massive expense. Imagine putting a grand down every week, just in case something happens. There's only one company now doing public liability insurance in Australia. They can charge what they want. You have to have it. But they can also charge what they like because there's no competition. So unless that changes, venues are going to be doing it tough. Like I said, imagine paying out a grand before you've even done anything else. You have to pay that every week. It's frustrating. It's frustrating all around. It's frustrating all around the world. Festivals are getting cancelled. Gigs are getting cancelled. Tours are getting cancelled. It's not a great time for live music, right? And you can probably hear it in my voice. Like I said, we did a gig Sunday night. Pirate Scar Rebellion were brilliant. Operation Big Joke Boston were brilliant. Cranky Pants, the Alcohol Alchemist. He was fantastic. Last minute fill in because of times. Kind of restored my faith in local live music. It's good that Cherry Burke can support ska music as well, because we've had a little bit of a revival in Australia, but it needs to keep going. I know the States are coming. I know there's more and more stuff in the UK. Eastern Europe are going well. South America, well, Mexico and South America. Yes, bands popping up. France, new bands coming out of the woodwork. Old bands coming out of the woodwork. It's a great time to be involved with the ska scene, but we can't take it for granted. That's all I'm saying. We have to work from our end. So support the bands, support the venues. If there's a gig on the area, buy two tickets. Take a friend. Take someone that's not been before. They will love it. They really will. We know ska music's better live. We know it's infectious. We know that people will become part of the ska cult. As simple as that. All right, that's my rant for this week. Yes, I'm a bit frustrated by everything. I really am. Melbourne, kind of, we're a bit indignant towards live shows right now, small live shows. It's tough. It's tough on everyone, all right? So, in the meantime, please, 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 stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. I've been Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. I'll be back on my high horse next week, same time, same place, same channel. In the meantime, I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.